Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know it's getting bad when Joe Rogan is now the voice of reason on Due Process in the MAGA podcast sphere. I want to show you this clip of Joe Rogan kind of coming to the realization that Trump does not care about the Constitution. He does not care about due process or fundamental rights that allow America to exist. Trump only cares about himself. And you know, if only there were any signs of this before. If only there were any signs of Trump being unpredictable, undemocratic, and an absolute loon. But we're here now, and if Joe Rogan wants to use his massive platform to spread awareness about Kilmer Abrego Garcia, then I'm okay with that. So I'm going to play this clip. But first, let me show you politics versus reality when it comes to Ukraine and solving the war on day one.
I would fix that within 24 hours. And if I win, before I get into the office, I will have that war settled. 100% sure. Mm-hmm. And everything I said has turned out to be right. You know, everything it has turned out to be right.
The president has spent 87 days at the highest level of his government, repeatedly taking efforts to bring this war to an end. We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides. No one's saying this can be done in 12 hours. We need to figure out here now within a matter of days whether this is doable in the short term.
No one's saying this could be done within 12 hours, except for the president. Listen to what he says.
Because if it's not, then I think we're just going to move on from our perspective. The president feels very strongly about that.
They're going to move on if it's not doable. Wow, what a show of cowardice. Now, let's go over to Joe Rogan, realizing that when he voted for the war to end on day one, he didn't get that. When he voted for prices being lower on day one, he got the opposite. When he voted for a stronger constitution and the Democratic Party, he thought they were undemocratic because Kamala didn't have a primary or whatever. And now he's starting to see what he voted for. Take a look and make sure you scroll down and drop a like to help boost this message.
What about due process? No, fuck that. Well, here's the problem with fuck that. The problem with things that are going in a radical direction and then there's an overcorrection. So the overcorrection is lack of due process. The overcorrection is like round them all up, ship them to jail. Like that's like some things that you say when you're not thinking things through. Like, what do you do about all the criminals? Take them all, fucking send them to El Salvador.
Yeah.
What about due process? No, fuck that. Well, here's the problem with fuck that. What if you are an enemy of, let's not say any current president. Let's pretend we got a new president, totally new guy in 2028. And this is a common practice now of just rounding up gang members with no due process and shipping them to El Salvador.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point I've been making. There's more to play from this clip, but it creates a bad precedent. It creates this chilling effect. And also, I say this over and over, but once you create a new class of people who don't get due process, anybody can then be put in that exact class.
You're a gang member. No, I'm not. Prove it. What? I got to go to court. No, yeah. No due process.
That's right? Dangerous, Joe.
That's dangerous. That's, we got to be careful that we don't become monsters while we're fighting monsters. I think due process exists for a reason, and the reason is it is horrific for someone to be accused of something they didn't do, be imprisoned for crimes they didn't commit, and then live in a cell.
Exactly. Thank you, Joe Rogan. A lot of people in my comments are always like, Adam, I don't know why you play clips from Joe Rogan. It's because he has a massive platform, and it's incredibly important that when he's on the right path, we amplify that message, especially regarding Kilmer Abrego Garcia. And I do my fair share of fact-checking as well. But earlier in this clip, Joe Rogan said something to the effect of, round them all up. That's what you do when you're not thinking, when you're not thinking right. And that's basically all of Trump's policy proposals. They're all the most simplistic, kindergarten level idea. Like even in his first term, his fix to secure the border, which had been something that politicians had debated about for decades regarding policy and the processes and the approval times, his fix was, why don't we just build a big wall? A big wall on the border, that would be great. Like the Great Wall of China, they built a wall. Literally 5-year-old thinking. But let's continue this clip.
Live in a cage with a bunch of
people who did commit shit.
Here it is, Benjamin Franklin. It's better 100 guilty persons should escape than one innocent person should suffer. That is wisdom.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, they always quote that line relentlessly until it's an immigrant or it's a brown person. Then that person is inherently guilty because they're brown.
That has survived hundreds of years. It's incredibly accurate. And it is the foundation of freedom. Like, we have to make sure that these people are actually guilty. Otherwise, we become monsters. You can't, like, what is that? When you fight monsters, be careful that you don't become one.
Become one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very important. It's very important. You know, you can't do that. You know, it's one of those things where to support one side of this, you have to deny some, like, basic human values. Either way. Like, to support just rounding people up and just assuming they're all gang members. I'm not saying they're doing that, but this is the worst case scenario, right? Yeah. They get a bunch of people in a room, they rope them all in, and one guy's just someone's cousin picking someone up to give him a ride home.
They are doing that. This is what they're doing.
That's possible.
And now you're back on the one innocent person. Now you're right back.
And what if that dude is not doing anything wrong and he's got some stupid tattoos and they decide that this guy's a gang member and now you're in a prison in El Salvador and you're not even from El Salvador. And now, you know, you were just a hairdresser or you were a tattoo artist.
Family
or whatever
man.
You are.
Yeah.
You know, you came over here and maybe you got a green card and maybe you don't. Maybe you were just given asylum because a lot of people from Venezuela were given asylum in America.
Yeah.
And then you get shipped to El Salvador, where you're not even from El Salvador. So that the fact that that exists scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, I mean, it should scare anybody who lives in America. I've been crafting a lot of arguments around Kilmer Abrego Garcia, and I've already run through some of the strongest ones, like when you create a new class of people without due process, anybody can be put in that class. Also, Trump sets the precedent that you can illegally deport people, and he's playing this weird game of heads I win, tails you lose, where he says you can't file a habeas petition or get your due process before you're deported because that's premature. You have to wait until after you're deported. And then after somebody like Kilmer is deported, they say, it's too late for us to even bring you back. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing we can do. Heads I win, tails you lose. No matter what happens, you can't do it before, you can't do it after. You're denied basic due process. And now we're hearing stories of people, like in Chicago, some dude was thrown in the back of a van and driven around for 10 hours, a U.S. citizen, before being released. And it wouldn't make it any better if it wasn't a U.S. citizen, but they didn't even give him the chance to say anything or to present his birth certificate or citizenship. Or what about the 20-year-old U.S. citizen who was detained and he showed the cops his birth certificate and they still detained and arrested him for no reason? Then there was that really sad video of him reuniting and hugging his mom. I mean, this is Trump's America. You voted for the war to end on day one. You're not getting that. You voted for a stronger constitution. I promise you, you are not getting that. Trump is eroding everything that made America great, and Elon Musk is right there helping him. I'm going to leave it there. If you enjoy these videos, if you appreciate what I do, all that I ask is that you scroll down and make sure you're subscribed so we can continue being one of the fastest growing political channels on YouTube. I'm not saying that to gloat or to be cocky. That's never the vibe I'm trying to give off. I'm just incredibly grateful for what we've built, and we're very close in Q2 of 2025 to beating Fox News, beating Candace Owens, beating Joe Rogan in terms of month-over-month subscriber growth. I'm not saying I'm bigger than them in totality. I'm saying every single month we are growing at a more rapid pace than they are, which means the space is growing, which means pro-democracy voices are growing, which helps us consolidate power in the long run. I'll leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. Love you guys. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.